It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz. The number 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Give us a call, give us a text, be a part of the show. All right, dog owners, what do you think of this one? In response to growing concerns over dangerous dog attacks, Florida State Senator Jake Hollins has introduced the PAM Rock Act, named after a U.S. Postal Service worker who tragically died after being mauled by a pack of dogs. This bill aims to improve public safety by imposing stricter regulations on dog owners, particularly those whose pets are classified as dangerous. With the introduction of the bill, the state's looking at creating a statewide dangerous dog registry, which would require dog owners to securely confine their animals and obtain liability insurance. The bill also includes provisions for severe consequences if dangerous dogs cause harm, with owners potentially facing criminal charges. As this issue becomes more pressing, we turn to our legal expert, Todd Flood, attorney of Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Great, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
I assume that your firm has handled dog bite cases. They can be very, very serious.
Absolutely. We have a couple right now where two cases individually that both were children that were bit in the face by dogs, and the owners didn't have the dogs under control. So in Michigan, we don't have a one bite rule where you get a free pass for the first bite. In Michigan, it's kind of strict liability where if your dog bites another, there isn't the free pass on the first bite. So you can sue. And this bill, I think, you know, Florida has taken, this is a mail delivery. Pam was delivering mail, and she was mauled by 5 pit bulls. This bill, I think, is more, actually makes sense. You have to have proper insurance. You have to have responsibility for your dogs. I think that the owners of dogs, that's the biggest issue. It's not so much the dog necessarily as it is the owner and how you train dogs and how you maintain them. So this bill puts into place that you have to have proper insurance. You have to have proper maintenance of your dogs. And if you're on notice, that your dog is a vicious dog and you allow it to go unleashed and not properly taken care of, you can face criminal charges. Here in Michigan, we've actually had that in the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, where a dog mauled a child and the owner was actually killed. The owner was actually charged with involuntary manslaughter, knowing that his dog been put on notice multiple times and allowed his dog out and mauled the child. So that's, I think, all makes good common sense. And it really just gets down to responsibility as you, as an owner of a dog, to make sure you properly maintain everything that you need to.
What about folks who have dogs? They've never had a problem and they're told, look, you're going to have to go on a registry, a dangerous dog registry. How would that even work? Would that just be if you have a certain breed of dog, then you have to go on this? Or would there have to be some evidence that your dog was, in fact, dangerous?
So if your registry is, I'm sure it's going to be based on breed, a Rottweiler, a Pit Bull of some sort, that is, if there's a registry that's enacted, your city has. But you got to remember, you already have to license your dog in every community anyway, right? You have to have your dog with tags. You have to make sure you go into your municipality with the shots. It's all pretty much already there. Now you're just given notice of what type of dog you have, and whether or not there is a prior notice. If in our situation, both dogs that bit the children, in my case, two different cases, but the dogs had to be euthanized. There was multiple incidents that we came to find out, and then the police and the city attorney had the dog euthanized. So that's happened. It's not something new. And again, I really just get this down to, pit bulls can be great dogs. The fact of the matter is it's got to be trained, and you got to have a responsible owner. It really just gets down to the individual who owns the dog, I think.
Well, I think this is great for educating people on, you know, what they should be doing, give people guidance of what they're supposed to be doing. I'm not sure if I'm entirely in favor of this. Would this, do you think this would just be pulled out when somebody was actually bitten, or would somebody be able to call the police because saying, hey, my neighbor's dog, you know, is out or not on a leash, and, you know, they're on the dangerous dog registry?
So here, if the dog is out, if you have a dog that gets beyond the gate and it's a vicious dog and it's, you know, growling and is an alarm going off to everyone that's in this, you know, on the block that you live on, what's common sense? Common sense should be that, hey, listen, call the police department so that the dog, you know, can be properly put into a position of not harming someone. The fact of the matter is if you have a vicious dog that you want a guard dog, you want something for your house, you're single, whatever the case may be, and you want to have that type of dog, and you know it to be vicious or have a certain breed, you know, it's the prophylactic measure is that dog's going to be registered anyway, and the fact that it's a vicious dog or someone that's had complaints against it for growling, snaring, whatever the case may be, trying to bite, trying to jump over the fence to get to other humans. I mean, what's the foul in that? That's just giving notice. And, you know, that the owner has to be responsible. You know, your Labrador Retriever is not going to be put onto that list unless you, you know, train the dog to be a vicious, you know, guard dog. The fact of the matter is, most pet owners don't have that situation, but if you find, you know, that you've gotten a dog and you've trained it or put in a position of injuring others, I think, you know, notice is not a bad thing to have, especially for police.
Right.
Think about it. You know, if police come to your house, right? Next thing you know, they're doing their job, and they didn't have any idea that you had a Rottweiler that's 130 pounds coming through the gate at him.
Right.
It's nice to know if the owner has a gun.
Yeah,
nice
I'd like to be able to. I'd like to be able to check a registry to see where the dogs are in my neighborhood, just like sex offenders. We have to leave it there, Todd. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. You're listening to All Talk.